If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast. Let's dive in, because it was an insane week. Number 7, Diesel the Donkey. Diesel the Donkey lived with his family on a farm in Auburn, California. He was very happy, by all accounts. Totally tame, answered to his name. They used him regularly as a pack animal because they liked to distance hike. While they were out distance hiking 5 years ago, and something spooked him. They think it was a mountain lion. And he took off running, dragging one of his owners behind him, who was injured. His owner had to eventually let go of the halter, and Diesel was gone. They spent a lot of time looking for him, even using drones, but they never found him again. 4 months after the incident, he did get caught on trail cam. He no longer had the packing on him, and he seemed pretty healthy, but they never could quite nail Diesel down. Well, there's a pretty popular Instagrammer who's a triathlete. His name's Max Fennell, and mostly people follow his athletic career. But once a year, he likes to go bow hunting, and his bow hunting videos are pretty epic. So he was out there hunting in the Cache Creek Wilderness area when he saw a herd of elk and something unusual.
I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a donkey with them. I was like, what is, like, this is the weirdest thing. It's just this complete bizarre confusion. Cause I'm like, wait, that should just be all elk. But then what also really got me was the fact that, like, it was clear that the donkey was a part of the herd. Like, they moved together.
As he filmed and then reviewed the video, something else became apparent.
It seemed as though that the donkey kind of might be the leader, because as Diesel would move, like, the other elk would move.
Watching the video, it kind of looks like that to me, too. Here's the thing about donkeys. I didn't know this. People will graze them with cattle because they'll protect the calves. They'll go to battle with everything from mountain lions to coyotes. Who knew? Maybe that's why the herd accepted Diesel. Or maybe Diesel's just smarter than they are and took over. Whatever the case, it seems like Diesel is kicking butt.
Apparently, a warden in that area had found a dead mountain lion that they had suspected was killed by a hooved animal, and they had suspected that maybe Diesel had killed that mountain lion.
He looked perfectly happy and well-fed out there, so what's next for Diesel? Here's his owner.
So do they have any plans to try to catch Diesel and bring him home?
In a perfect world, you bet. Absolutely. We'd love to have him home, but the fact of the matter is he's running wild and free out there with that elk herd, and he's earned his freedom at this point.
Insane thing number 6. All my adult life, the state of Florida has been both a battleground state and a swing state. And whoever wins it, it usually goes back and forth between the Democrat and the Republican, is usually who wins the presidency. And that person usually wins by the razor's edge, a 0.2 at most, until now. It was that way up until 2018, when Ron DeSantis, in traditional fashion, barely won the governorship. 4 million votes to 4 million votes. DeSantis narrowly defeated Andrew Gilliam by just 32,000 votes. And when he did, he likes to tell the story in some stump speeches, he was warned that he would be inheriting a very moderate legislature. Yes, in name it was Republican, but very moderate. He wasn't going to be able to run it as a conservative. Nah, he's going to have to moderate. And he said, oh, hell no, and whipped it into shape. Now, just about anything that we fear as freedom-loving Americans is conservatives, anything we fear our government doing, anything we see coming down the pike, and kind of, you know, we get kind of panicked because we see our leaders aren't fighting, seem maybe compromised, seem not to care, aren't getting anything done. Well, not in Florida. Now, Ron DeSantis just whips the legislature in place, outlaws it, think central bank digital currency, and on their way they go. No big deal. So fast forward just 4 years from 2008. 4 years in which Ron DeSantis unabashedly, unashamedly, publicly adopted conservative principles. And something in true insane things have actually happened. Number one, the election. This time, he won by 1.5 million votes. Not 32,000, 1.5 million votes. And the state? Well, the U-Hauls started rolling there during COVID, and they never stopped. And it has so changed the complexion of the state as people move there to be free that it's completely remaking America in a way we've never seen in American history. Why? Last year, it was announced that for the first time since the founding of the country, the financial capital of America, in terms of most dollars, most businesses, was no longer in the Northeast, where it had always been. Nope. Now it was in the South, specifically in two states, Texas and Florida. All of that because one man actually governed according to conservative principles, which it turns out are really, really popular. So popular that governing according to them shifted the financial capital of this country in just 4 years and erased its swing state status. The Biden campaign announced this week it's not even going to compete there. Filed this one on under how we can win and why we lose. So many people text me on a daily basis. They get very frustrated, very depressed. We can't win. Nobody wants to vote for us. How about if we actually try governing as conservatives and see what happens? Because if you think about it, we haven't actually done that. And until Ron DeSantis took over Florida, we didn't realize we weren't doing it. We didn't even know what it would look like. I could do hours on this topic. One of my favorite anecdotes about it is the Don't Say Gay bill, where Ron DeSantis just took the common sense approach of, hey, we're not going to teach kindergartners about gender transitions in school. We're not going to teach them about gayness in school. Well, after the mainstream media attacked him relentlessly and they had an election there, they polled the Democrats during the exit polling. This was in 2022. They polled everybody, but they polled the Democrats in particular. A majority supported DeSantis on this issue. Folks, the thing about losing and feeling bad about losing, have we stopped to consider that perhaps we have not won because we never fought? And that if we actually did fight and govern according to our principles, as the Democrats do, we might be able to do things that are unthinkable. Like so knock Florida out of swing state status that the Democrats aren't even competing in a state that just 6 years ago, Ron DeSantis was barely able to win. What could we do if we tried this nationwide? God, I'd love to know. Insane thing number five. Another week, another ISIS entry into our insane things countdown. Let's see, this is 3 weeks in a row. Yeah, after the UK Daily Mail 2 weeks ago actually published a map of ISIS hotspots inside the US. And after last week, when we caught eight of them who had been approved at the border to enter the country past our basically non-existent screening and were caught by the FBI on a wiretap because they were making bombs. Of course, all illegal immigrants. This week, we learned from NBC News, of all people, this was in the beginning of the week, that an ISIS smuggling network had brought no less than 400 people into the country. So far, we've caught 150 of them. The other 250, yeah, they're still here. At least 50 of them, we don't know where they are. Folks, ISIS entering the country, roaming around, running networks, unthinkable, even 2 to 3 years ago. But it's the norm now. But why should that be a surprise? We are doing other unthinkable things. Like, where does ISIS thrive? In the same place the Taliban are. Yeah. And had they stay in power in Afghanistan, think about this, folks. These are the people who we spent 20 years fighting, dying, battling. Yeah, you know what we do now? We fund them. Yeah, it's so bad that Tim Burchett in the House of Representatives actually filed a bill this week to end the funding of ISIS by the Biden administration and the State Department. And how much money have they sent to the Taliban, who used to be the enemy up till recently, at least $2.8 billion, although they admit they haven't found it all because the State Department won't play ball. The bill would force them to admit how much money they're moving to ISIS. What kind of idiot country is this? Where if you're lucky enough to become our enemy, you have hit the jackpot, man. Billions of dollars to keep yourself in power. By the way, Afghanistan would be the same country that the Department of Defense warned us a year ago now would be a training ground for ISIS and other terror groups in the coming years. And that because we allowed the Taliban to rule and because we then couldn't stop the terror training, we could expect, and again, this was a year ago, a terror attack in Europe within 6 months and a terror attack here within the year.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
I guess we'll just pay for that, right? You know, I've been reading the Old Testament on and off for a while. And you know what sticks out? I just could be a coincidence. You know when God gets really mad with a nation, do you know what he does? He sends them really bad leaders. He does this over and over and over again. I wonder if that's what's happening here. Is this a punishment to have leaders this bad? Well, I mean, except in Florida. God must not be too mad with those people. The female victims of Joe Biden's border policy are stacking up. It's almost daily now. Today's daily murder by an illegal immigrant comes to us from Syracuse, where a 21-year-old woman was murdered by an Ecuadorian illegal immigrant on her birthday. Yeah, well, there'll be another one tomorrow, or maybe a rape. It goes on and on and on. This week, we buried Jocelyn Nungery, a 12-year-old who spent the last 2 hours of her life being raped and tortured by two illegal immigrants, one of whom has such little fear of, such contempt for our Department of Homeland Security and the Biden administration. He committed the crime while still wearing his ICE monitoring bracelet, figuring, they're Americans. They won't notice or care what I do. This, folks, is a fascinating psychological study to see how much of this exactly Americans will put up with. The Democrat Party's already got their refrain. Well, look, Americans kill people, too. So if illegals kill people, it's kind of like the same, right? Because we think of illegals as Americans. So what's the big deal? Here's the shocking reaction. Just the latest this week from Representative Summer Lee of Pennsylvania to Jackie Heinrich, a Fox News reporter who asked her how she felt about the 12-year-old being, you know, raped and tortured as Representative Lee was walking through the halls of Congress. You'll hear the door slam in Heinrich's face at the end of this clip.
Can I ask you quickly about the 12-year-old girl in Houston that was tortured?
I don't think the strangers. I don't even know who you are. And I don't know who she is. I live in Pittsburgh.
Okay, but there was a child who was killed at the...
I don't know anything about it.
You don't know about the child that was killed by illegal immigrants?
Yeah, she doesn't concern herself with that kind of thing if it didn't happen in Pittsburgh. Except she wouldn't shut up about George Floyd. Where was he killed again? Ah, St. Louis. Minneapolis? Cool. So she does care when it's George Floyd. George Floyd, who had no less than 3 fully televised funerals, was honored by these people for his sacrifice or something. Well, you know what? If you wanted to see the funeral of Jocelyn Nungery, well, you'd have to turn into Fox News. ABC, CBS, and NBC and CNN all blacked it out. New York Times just did one story. Needless to say, they're not saying her name. As I've said before, the penalty for American women for not surviving the Democrats' border policies is cancellation. You never embarrass the party. It gets you canceled. And getting raped and murdered by an illegal immigrant really embarrasses the Democrat Party. It makes them angry. You can hear it in their voices. But the most shocking commentary on this week came during the Biden debate, which was such a disaster that I don't think people noticed this. Joe Biden, when the topic was brought up at the funeral held for the 12-year-old raped and murdered young woman, said, "Look, man, Women get raped all the time, not just by illegal immigrants I let in. So, well, I'll let Joe Biden explain. This was so insane. It was jaw-dropping.
Look, there's so many young women who have been, including a young woman who just was murdered, and he went to the funeral. The idea that she was murdered by an immigrant coming in, they talk about that. But here's the deal. There's a lot of young women are being raped by their in-laws, by their spouses, brothers and sisters, it's just ridiculous. And they can do nothing about it. And they try to arrest them when they cross state lines.
Thank you.
It's no big deal because there's a lot of young women getting raped by their in-laws and their brothers and sisters. Yeah, you heard Dana Bash cut him off there because that's embarrassing for the Democrat Party right there. She's going to protect the Democrat Party. But I had a texter text me about this. It was a bizarre thing for Biden to say, but the texter pointed out, you know, that sounds a lot like what was going on in Ashley Biden's diary. So maybe that's Joe Biden's point of reference. Folks, I don't want to go any further down that rabbit hole because it's a very, very dark place. Can you imagine if Trump said that? Well, yeah, some women got raped because of my policies. But, you know, rape happens all the time in families, and it's like brothers and sisters and in-laws and stuff. The media would go wild. Of course, that was one of many bizarre things that Joe Biden said at the debate, like where he claimed he'd been endorsed by the Border Patrol.
The Border Patrol endorsed me, endorsed my position.
Yeah, the debate wasn't even over yet before the Border Patrol Union's official Twitter feed tweeted, "To be clear, we never have and never will endorse Biden." So yeah, the debate and the bizarre things that Joe Biden said at the debate is insane thing number five. Like this.
The truth is, I'm the only president this century that doesn't have any, this decade, that doesn't have any troops dying anywhere in the world like he did.
Okay, can you imagine being one of the parents of the 13 soldiers who were murdered in Afghanistan after it collapsed under Joe Biden's calamitous exit and hearing that? That he has had no troops die while he's been president? Remember, folks, when Joe Biden was on the tarmac and the bodies of those 13 were coming home on the planes, and he was in such a hurry to get out of there that he kept checking his watch again and again? One of the fathers said he wanted to deck him. He probably should have. That was his only chance. So Joe Biden has gone from checking his watch, bored, wanting to leave as the bodies came off the plane, to completely forgetting they were killed at all. Ditto for the three U.S. service members that were killed back in January in Jordan. Yeah, they were killed by Iranian proxies. Remember, Joe Biden's funded Iran, $200 billion, which is where the money for the advanced warfare drones have come from to commit this kind of violence. I wonder what their parents think about the fact that he forgot they were killed. Yeah, you know what? They were black, too. Can you imagine? Not that that matters normally, but can you imagine if Donald Trump forgot the deaths of three black U.S. service members? Oh my gosh, it would never end. Speaking of the debate, insane thing number three is about the debate, but it's about the fakeness of it. Of these people who just last week were telling us videos that were uncut of Joe Biden fumbling, stumbling, babbling, just generally doing demented people things, that those were cheap fakes, turned on a dime last night. And in unison, using the same talking points across five networks, expressed shock and panic at Joe Biden's demented performance. They were performing too. They weren't shocked or panicked at all. Here's Chuck Todd of NBC News, who just last week was telling us how cheap fake those Joe Biden G7 videos were. Yeah, but that was then. This is now.
And at the end of the day, Joe Biden looks like the caricature that conservative media has been painting. And there were no clips tonight, right? This was, you saw it before your eyes.
If Rush Limbaugh were still alive today, here's what he would have done today on his show. He would have played all these people on all these liberal networks talking. And the reason he would have done it is because they were all speaking off the same talking points. Here's how it went. It didn't matter if it was CBS, ABC, NBC, or CNN. They all said the same thing. That during the debate, shocked Democrat electeds, leaders, Congress people texted them in a panic. In fact, it's almost eerie. Take the word panic, Biden in debate, Put it in Google right now and look at what comes up. And you'll see the talking points. They're not even hiding it. They got a talking sheet. All of them across all of these networks. They're reading off of it. Feigning shock. They did not know Joe Biden had dementia. Yeah, right. Right. So here, I want to play a sample of this for you.
Anderson, this was a game-changing debate in the sense that right now, as we speak, there is a deep, a wide, and a very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party.
He seemed a little disoriented. He did get stronger as the debate went on, but by that time, I think the panic had set in.
I've been talking to a lot of leaders in the Democratic Party, electeds, coalition leaders. There's a full-on panic about this performance.
You could tell this was a very fake, feigned reaction of shock and panic. Because as soon, the debate had just ended and CNN cut to its roundtable. And who is sitting there? Well, David Axelrod is sitting there. It's the entire Obama-Biden brain trust. Okay, David Axelrod, Barack Obama's longest trusted advisor, goes all the way back to Chicago with him. And Axelrod weighs in. Oh my gosh, I'm shocked. He can't go on. And then who's next? Van Jones. Van Jones has worked for Obama and for Biden. He says the same thing.
That was painful. I love Joe Biden. I work for Joe Biden. He didn't do well at all. I can walk you through how I'm supposed to see it and say it, but I just want to speak from my heart. I love that guy. He's doing the best that he can, but he had a test to meet tonight to restore confidence of the country and of the base, and he failed to do that. And I think there's a lot of people who are going to want to see him consider taking a different course now. We're still far from our convention, and there is time for this party to figure out a different way forward if he will allow us to do that.
Next up with the shiv, Kate Bedingfield, former communication director for Joe Biden's White House and his campaign.
Look, it was a really disappointing debate performance from Joe Biden. I don't think there's any other way to slice it. His biggest issue that he had to prove to the American people was that he had the energy, had the stamina, and he didn't do that. And so I think that is of concern. And I think for a lot of Democrats, that's very disappointing. You know, Donald Trump did not get off scot-free tonight by any stretch. But look, there is no two ways about it. That was not a good debate for Joe Biden.
Folks, this is the Obama-Biden inner circle jettisoning Joe Biden, putting a shiv right in his back. After months of pretending there's nothing going on here, he's perfectly cognitively fine. And it was so brilliantly executed that our media mostly fell for it. Well, except for Tomi Loren.
But I'll tell you this, there's a lot of people saying that Democrats are shocked, that they're in panic. And I don't believe it. I don't buy it for one moment. They're not shocked. They know this man. They've seen this man. They've seen everything that we've seen and more. They've tried to convince us that there is cheap fakes, that behind closed doors, he's a different man. They know better. They know this man just like we all know this man, and perhaps better. So I believe last night he was allowed to fall flat on his face. That's why the CNN moderators didn't come to his defense like many thought that they would. I think that this was just their last effort to show the American people that Joe Biden cannot be their nominee. It will give them a giant excuse when they can bait and switch him out, which I believe will happen sooner than later. So I do not buy the shock and the awe. I believe that this has all been part of the plan.
That's exactly what I've been saying for months, since December, to be exact. In fact, if you're a longtime listener to the Battleground podcast, I apologize because you're probably bored. Because I laid this out. This was exactly the way I said this would go before we even held the first vote of the primary. And I even nailed the dates. Why have they waited this long? Why not get rid of Joe Biden months and months ago? Come on, they all knew how bad he was. Because they wanted to wait for two things in their plan. Okay, they think this will work. They want to wait for Trump to be a convicted felon, check. And they wanted to make sure we were good and backed up against our nominating convention. Well, again, the sentencing hearing for the 34 felonies is on the 11th, and the convention starts the 15th. Because here's what Democrats are counting on. Joe Biden is the least popular person, polling wise, at this point in the race, to ever seek the presidency. Well, who's the second least popular person at this point to ever seek the presidency? That'd be Donald Trump. So that's why Donald Trump's polling so high, that Republicans have almost gotten bullish. Everybody loves him again. Yeah, no, we don't have to worry. But here's what Democrats believe. In fact, Politico wrote it up this weekend. That's why I've spent so much time on this article, pointing out that just about every Democrat out there who runs statewide runs better, polls better, in a lot of cases significantly better, 9-10 points than Joe Biden. What happens when you put them up against Trump? Well, here's what Obama advisor David Axelrod believes. Quote, from the transcript on CNN last night, he turns to the two Republican strategists, Scott Jennings and David Urban, and says, I just want to say one thing, especially to you guys. If for whatever reason there's a change at the top of the ticket, you guys are in trouble. Which tells me the Democrats believe that against just about any other Democrat, as Politico explained this weekend, Donald Trump loses. Oh, and that, hey, they'll be mad if you don't replace him with Kamala thing? Yeah, Kamala's name didn't even come up last night. Gavin Newsom's did, and Gretchen Whitmer's, and almost nobody seemed to notice, and certainly there weren't any Democrats objecting. Again, that's because, and I've explained this for a long time, Kamala Harris was forced to exit that race with 2% of the vote. She couldn't even get black people to vote for her. So, I mean, folks, they're not going to care if Kamala is pushed aside. I'm not even sure they'll notice. Which brings us to insane thing number one. This clip from Ari Fleischer, who was talking about the shock and awe game, the acting that the Democrats did last night, as they suddenly, in unison, on the same script, at the same time, discovered that Joe Biden might be a little demented, might not be able to go through with another term. Yep, all at once, suddenly it became okay to admit this. Well, Ari Fleischer absolutely nails this. He's the former White House spokesperson, Republican, and he said this was not, this theatrical performance was not for us. It was for the left. Because when you pull a guy like Joe Biden off the ticket, there is a political price for that. It's not that people love Joe Biden. It's an admission that the Democrat Party has been weak, has failed, and did screw up. So they're afraid of some sort of price for that. So they've choreographed the shock and the awe for the benefit of the left, as if they did not know Joe Biden has been this way the whole time. Here's Ari Fleischer brilliantly explaining that.
When you were playing all those clips of Democrats on MSNBC and CNN, just absolutely startled, my reaction was, what is wrong with the left? Where have they been? And then I realized they haven't been watching because their news stations suppress the news. These are the guys who call it cheap fakes and say these are made up tapes of Biden stumbling and bumbling. The fact of the matter is conservative media has been showing the truth. They've been showing the American people the real Joe Biden stumbling and bumbling. And the left has suppressed the news the way they always suppress the news. So if you're a Democrat, a Biden supporter, you really didn't know that the president of the United States was this stumbly and bumbly and inarticulate, forgot the name of Hamas at a news conference and had to get reminded by a reporter, forgot the name of his own defense secretary, had to get reminded. That's the real Biden. But Democratic voters are shielded from seeing that. So last night was startling to them because they didn't know Joe Biden was like that.
Why shield them from that when you've always intended, at least since December, I think more than a year before that, really, to yank Joe Biden? Because we're right up against our convention. We're about to run a convicted felon. And so they wanted us to feel good and comfortable about that, lock him in, and then they'll turn around and drop kick Biden in their convention in August, a month later. This is the beginning of that process. You can't start it the night before the convention. They're starting now when they feel it's too late for us to turn back with Donald Trump. Now, will it work? I don't know. A lot of their lawfare for the five cases have failed so far, and everyone was supposed to hate Trump by now. Instead, he's gone up in the polls since his conviction. So I don't know, but I've been telling you since December, this is the plan. This is what they believe. If the Democrats believe if they replace Biden, this election becomes about Trump. And that has to be tantalizing to them. Not being held responsible for the most destructive border and economic policies in U.S. history. And here's the thing. The GOP has not done the work or the messaging to explain that the pain Americans are feeling are from Democrat policies. Joe Biden is just a plant We keep saying our side, we messaged wrong because we don't have a war room. Again, we don't have a coordinated message. We keep saying he's weak. We keep saying he's incompetent. But what we don't tell them is that this is deliberate, and it's to destroy the country. It's to flood the border. It's to change the voting base. We act like Biden accidentally did it. We almost apologize for him. We couldn't have written a better script for the Democrats if we tried. We've been pounding that into the American people for 3 years now. We don't blame the Democrats for anything. That's why they pull so much further ahead of Biden at the governor race level, at the Senate level, at the House level. And it's almost too late to turn back now. And look, the American people, the Democrats are counting on this, that the American people don't understand, don't know, because of our poor messaging, that their misery, that our open borders, that the financial brokenness that they're living through, that that won't change one iota if the president is Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer or Biden's head in a jar. The border will be open and you will get poorer and poorer while their socialist friends get richer and richer. But what they're hoping is that Americans will figure that out for another Democrat term under somebody who has no association with Washington and will come in and act like Biden screwed up too. And these aren't really Democrat policies. You watch. That's what they'll try. The question is, will it work? Right now, the American people don't hold Trump's felonies against him because they feel like Biden unfairly did this to Trump. But what if Biden is out of the picture and the person Trump's running against isn't perceived to be responsible for those felonies as part of lawfare? I don't know. I've never seen the polling on it, but I bet the Democrats have done it and they're about to pull the trigger on it.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Why have they waited this long? Why not get rid of Joe Biden months and months ago? Come on, they all knew how bad he was. Because they wanted to wait for two things in their plan, okay? They think this will work. They want to wait for Trump to be a convicted felon, check. And they wanted to make sure we were good and backed up against our nominating convention. Well, again, the sentencing hearing for the 34 felonies is on the 11th, and the convention starts the 15th. Because here's what Democrats are counting on. Joe Biden is the least popular person, polling wise, at this point in the race, to ever seek the presidency. Well, who's the second least popular person at this point to ever seek the presidency? That'd be Donald Trump. So that's why Donald Trump's polling so high, that Republicans have almost gotten bullish. Everybody loves him again. Yeah, no, we don't have to worry. But here's what Democrats believe. In fact, Politico wrote it up this weekend. That's why I've spent so much time on this article, pointing out that just about every Democrat out there who runs statewide runs better, polls better, in a lot of cases, significantly better, 9-10 points than Joe Biden. What happens when you put them up against Trump? Well, here's what Obama advisor David Axelrod believes. Quote, from the transcript on CNN last night, he turns to the two Republican strategists, Scott Jennings and David Urban, and says, I just want to say one thing, especially to you guys. If for whatever reason there's a change at the top of the ticket, you guys are in trouble. Which tells me the Democrats believe that against just about any other Democrat, as Politico explained this weekend, Donald Trump loses. Oh, and that, hey, they'll be mad if you don't replace him with Kamala thing. Yeah, Kamala's name didn't even come up last night. Gavin Newsom's did and Gretchen Whitmer's, and almost nobody seemed to notice. And certainly there weren't any Democrats objecting. Again, that's because, and I've explained this for a long time, Kamala Harris was forced to exit that race with 2% of the vote. She couldn't even get black people to vote for her. So, I mean, folks, they're not going to care if Kamala is pushed aside. I'm not even sure they'll notice. Which brings us to insane thing number one. This clip from Ari Fleischer, who was talking about the shock and awe game, the acting that the Democrats did last night, as they suddenly, in unison, on the same script, at the same time, discovered that Joe Biden might be a little demented, might not be able to go through with another term. Yep, all at once, suddenly it became okay to admit this. Well, Ari Fleischer absolutely nails this. He's the former White House spokesperson, Republican, and he said this theatrical performance was not for us. It was for the left. Because when you pull a guy like Joe Biden off the ticket, there is a political price for that. It's not that people love Joe Biden. It's an admission that the Democrat Party has been weak, has failed, and did screw up. So they're afraid of some sort of price for that. So they've choreographed the shock and the awe for the benefit of the left, as if they did not know Joe Biden has been this way the whole time. Here's Ari Fleischer brilliantly explaining that.
When you were playing all those clips of Democrats on MSNBC and CNN, just absolutely startled, my reaction was, what is wrong with the left? Where have they been? And then I realized they haven't been watching because their news stations suppress the news. These are the guys who call it cheap fakes and say these are made up tapes of Biden stumbling and bumbling. The fact of the matter is conservative media has been showing the truth. They've been showing the American people the real Joe Biden stumbling and bumbling. And the left has suppressed the news the way they always suppress the news. So if you're a Democrat, a Biden supporter, you really didn't know that the president of the United States was this stumbly and bumbly and inarticulate. Forgot the name of Hamas at a news conference and had to get reminded by a reporter. Forgot the name of his own defense secretary, had to get reminded. That's the real Biden. Democratic voters are shielded from seeing that. So last night was startling to them because they didn't know Joe Biden was like that.
Why shield them from that when you've always intended, at least since December, I think more than a year before that, really, to yank Joe Biden? Because we're right up against our convention. We're about to run a convicted felon. And so they wanted us to feel good and comfortable about that, lock him in, and then they'll turn around and dropkick Biden in their convention in August, a month later. This is the beginning of that process. You can't start it the night before the convention. They're starting now when they feel it's too late for us to turn back with Donald Trump. Now, will it work? I don't know. A lot of their lawfare for the five cases have failed so far, and everyone was supposed to hate Trump by now. Instead, he's gone up in the polls since his conviction. So I don't know, but I've been telling you since December, this is the plan. This is what they believe. If the Democrats believe if they replace Biden, this election becomes about Trump. And that has to be tantalizing to them. Not being held responsible for the most destructive border and economic policies in U.S. history. And here's the thing. The GOP has not done the work or the messaging to explain that the pain Americans are feeling are from Democrat policies. Joe Biden is just a plant. We keep saying our side, we message wrong because we don't have a war room. Again, we don't have a coordinated message. We keep saying he's weak. We keep saying he's incompetent. But what we don't tell them is that this is deliberate and it's to destroy the country. It's to flood the border. It's to change the voting base. We act like Biden accidentally did it. We almost apologize for him. We couldn't have written a better script for the Democrats if we tried. We've been pounding that into the American people for 3 years now. We don't blame the Democrats for anything. That's why they pull so much further ahead of Biden at the governor race level, at the Senate level, at the House level. And it's almost too late to turn back now. And look, the American people, the Democrats are counting on this, that the American people don't understand, don't know, because of our poor messaging, that their misery, that our open borders, that the financial brokenness that they're living through, that won't change one iota if the president is Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer or Biden's head in a jar. The border will be open and you will get poorer and poorer while their socialist friends get richer and richer. But what they're hoping is that Americans will figure that out for another Democrat term under somebody who has no association with Washington and will come in and act like Biden screwed up too. And these aren't really Democrat policies. You watch. That's what they'll try. The question is, will it work? Right now, the American people don't hold Trump's felonies against him because they feel like Biden unfairly did this to Trump. But what if Biden is out of the picture and the person Trump's running against isn't perceived to be responsible for those felonies as part of lawfare? I don't know. I've never seen the polling on it, but I bet the Democrats have done it and they're about to pull the trigger on it.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we've created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.